This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. For a long time, traffic accidents and related fatalities were falling in Milwaukee. Well, that made sense as cars got safer and traffic technology improved. But a few years ago, things started moving in the other direction.
As just about anyone who drives in Milwaukee can attest, it seems like the roads are a more dangerous place to be these days. And the statistics bear that out. A recent investigative report in the online Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service quantifies the problem and looks for explanations. Elliot Hughes reported the story, and he joined us in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm a big fan of the show.
So I think many drivers might be under the impression that things are getting more dangerous on the roads. But what's the evidence out there that shows that this is more than just a hunch?
In the early 2010s, it seems like this started to develop. 2010 is about when the calls for service for reckless driving started increasing year after year. In 2012, that's when injury crashes started increasing year after year. So those two things have been on the rise for a while. Traffic fatalities, meanwhile, took a little longer to become an issue. Those started really jumping in 2014 when 49 people died. From 1996 through 2013, there was about 30 to 40 people typically that would die a year. 2014, there was 49. 2015, there was 64. 2016, 57. And last year, 64 again. So,
are there specific areas in the city that are the most dangerous spots to drive?
There are a couple. This is an issue that everyone acknowledges is throughout the city. I myself have witnessed, people running red lights and speeding and driving in bicycle lanes in every part of the city. But the north side does seem to have some of the worst of it. That's where most of the fatalities are. And that's where two of the biggest culprits, the two most dangerous streets in the city are. That's West Capitol Drive and West Fond du Lac Avenue. For 2016, the MPD, they acknowledged 56 intersections in the city that they described as high-frequency crash locations. Eight of the top 10 intersections are along West Capitol Drive and Fond du Lac Avenue.
And to distinguish themselves as high-frequency crash intersections, it's like 15 or more per year, is
that's
that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Which is a lot of crashes in one place.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the MPD. Where do they fit in the dynamic? I know their pursuit policy has changed over the years in a couple of ways, right?
That's right. In 2010, they narrowed their pursuit policy, and it said that officers could pursue a subject if there was probable cause that the vehicle or the occupants were connected to a violent felony. And that was in response to several innocent bystanders in the years prior had been killed during police pursuits. Police pursuits are understood to be one of the most dangerous events that a police officer can engage in. So there is an interest in narrowing that down. But a lot of members of the community and city officials believe that that policy was too narrow, and it communicated to the public that there were offenses for which they would likely not receive consequences. So a lot of people believe that the public took advantage of that.
Well, so and that's kind of the effect end of it. Let's talk a bit about the causes. I mean, you're right that there are not direct quantifiable answers as to exactly why there is more reckless driving. But there are a few explanations out there that a lot of people talked about. What did your sources say, you know, were the main reasons or the main factors that may be playing a role here?
One thing that I hear probably the most often, if it's not the pursuit policy, which has since changed in September, the Police and Fire Commission forced MPD to widen the scope, and now they are allowed to pursue for reckless driving and other offenses. But other than that, the one I hear most often is just youth culture, the idea of, if you're in high school, it's cool that you have a car and it's cool to drive around aimlessly. The idea is that that has now evolved to it's cool to steal cars and drive with reckless abandon. And then there's another aspect to this, too. There's this idea that youth in Milwaukee are so disadvantaged that they grow up believing that they're not going to live past, their early 20s. And so if you live a life like that where you're told you're not going to live very long, perhaps then you don't think so much about consequences. of your actions.
And along those lines as well, you also write that things like driver's ed are not as common as they once were, and there seem to be a greater number of people driving without licenses at all.
Yeah, there was a UWM study in 2015. This was in response to in 2004, the state government stopped funding schools to provide driver's ed, and since then, the onus to pay this has fallen a little bit more on the public. It's now – it's therefore not as accessible as it once was for low-income students. And this – you know, the study said that 83% of black male teens in Milwaukee don't have a license, and most low-income teens don't have a license either. And there's disagreement about how much driver's education would impact this phenomenon. There's an Alderman Khalif Rainey who pointed out that, you know, you don't need to take driver's ed to realize that you shouldn't drive through a red light. So there's some disagreement about that.
So what was the surge, as it's been called, and what effect did that have?
Yeah. In October, MPD announced this new strategy. They called it the traffic surge. What they did was they determined 56 locations throughout the city that had a high confluence of traffic offenses, violent crime, and just general disorder. And they were going to increase police presence in those areas. And they, after 60 days, you know, this was a temporary strategy. And after 60 days, they updated the public on the results, and they were encouraging. It's a small sample size, but they said that stops that resulted in tickets jumped 111% when you compare the 62 days of the surge to the 62 days prior. Car crashes fell 9%, and crashes in the surge area specifically dropped 12%. And now that's a small sample size. Flynn wanted this to become a permanent strategy for combating reckless driving. Flynn has since retired. And the interim chief, Alfonso Morales, has said publicly that he doesn't think the surge is working. So it's unclear if this really will become a permanent solution.
Do you get the sense then that there's anything else that people are exploring, either through law enforcement or legislative means?
Yes, there in a state representative from Milwaukee, David Crowley, he's been trying to pass a state law that would allow Milwaukee to have automated traffic cameras, which would photograph a license plate if it runs a red light, for example. There's many community members who are just trying to encourage people to hold each other accountable. MPD, other than describing their surge, they haven't been too descriptive about other initiatives.
What are the things that strike that maybe stay with you most about the story as you reported it?
Probably the incident that I witnessed in October. It was at an intersection of 12th and Concordia Street. In October, there was an accident where a 16-year-old boy was thrown from the top of a moving vehicle. It seems as if him and the driver were goofing around. And the day after, numerous community members and some state representatives were there, too. There were about 40 people. They held a press conference where they just wanted to plead to the public to slow down and be more considerate. And there's about 40 people at this intersection. It's a four-way stop. There's kids there, too. And they were interrupted by a SUV that came speeding down the street. It went right through the intersection, didn't stop. Two police officers were on hand. They jumped on their motorcycles and gave chase down an alleyway. About a half hour later, the two officers returned, said that the driver jumped out of the car and ran away. You know, it really just speaks to the tall task at hand here. There were 40 people at this intersection. It's a four-way stop, and this driver didn't care, simply just drove right through, and perhaps he was arrested weeks later, but he got away that day.
You write the term that people use is red light roulette.
Yeah, Alderman Khalif Rainey, he's an alderman of a district who has seen some of the most traffic fatalities over the last 2 years. He calls this phenomenon red light roulette. He said that in the morning when he says goodbye to his wife, who drives his child to school, he tells her to be careful. And, you know, he told me that he's nervous sometimes when he's approaching an intersection and there's a green light, because if he can't see what's coming from the other directions, perhaps there's someone who's not paying attention or simply doesn't care.
Well, Elliot Hughes, thank you so much for sharing the story. Nice work.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Elliot Hughes is a reporter for the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You can find his coverage of reckless driving in Milwaukee at WUWM.com.